ABC Radio with Jeremy Lee.
Yes, indeed. 8 minutes now away from eight here on Breakfast. Are you a female surfer? Are you a woman who's maybe wanted to have a go at surfing, but maybe something's held you back? Maybe you've had a go, but didn't enjoy the experience because you didn't feel safe, and not because of sharks or big waves. The issue of surfing safely for female surfers is being scrutinised by researchers at Melbourne University. They've called the project She Shaker and have linked up with Warrnambool Surfers and Brophy Family and Youth Services as well. Associate Professor Karen Block from the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health at the Uni of Melbourne has been leading this research and is with you this morning. Associate Professor Block, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
And also with us, one of the surfers who's been taking part in this project, Hannah Cady. Hannah, welcome to you as well.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Karen, why don't we start with you? Just give us the background to this project and indeed what you were investigating here.
Thanks for that question. Yeah, so we were looking at gendered and cultural barriers to participation in surfing. Obviously, surfing is a fantastic sport. Once you have the basic equipment, it's free. We know that it has terrific benefits for people's mental and physical health, and it's a way to get out there into the environment and nature as well. But it's also quite gendered. You know, there are many more men who surf than women. And we partnered as well as with Brophy down in Warrnambool. We also partnered with Surfing Victoria, and some of their research has shown that a lot of women don't surf because of the perceived sort of masculine culture out there in the waves. So we're interested in exploring that further.
Yeah, right. I mean, Hannah, has that been your experience as a surfer?
Look, as a newbie to the sport, I guess, I've probably found that I do like to keep to myself a bit more while I'm out there. We talked about this during the workshops that we did, but I do find that there's a bit of a social barrier when you're out there of probably regardless of sex, but, you know, if you're within like 5 metres of me and my surfboard, do we say hello to each other? Like, what do you do?
A lot of sort of unwritten rules.
Social addiction does change quite a bit when you're out there, I think.
Yeah. So what got you involved in surfing though? So you've moved here fairly recently, and prior to that weren't much of a surfer or had only really dabbled in it a couple of times?
I've probably done it about 4 or 5 times. Yeah. Just on like the biggest foam board you could possibly find. It was basically a boat. actually, one of the other girls that I ended up moving in with, I live in a share house just in town here, and she was a surfer, and I thought that is the coolest thing ever. Like in New Zealand, I didn't go in the ocean all that often because it's quite cold.
Right, okay.
Warrnambool. Yeah, she really inspired me. I thought that's just such an awesome thing to do, and yeah, gave it a go.
Yeah, right. So Karen, why did any reason why you picked the Southwest as well to really focus on for this part of the study?
Well, we were interested in getting a bit further out of Melbourne. A lot of research gets done in the city, and often people in regional areas don't have the opportunities to be heard, I guess, in the same way. So we were keen to do that. Actually, one of the members of our research team is originally from Warrnambool, and she told us about the surf therapy program that Brophy runs, and so we gave them a call to see if they'd be interested in partnering on the project, and they were super enthusiastic, so that's how we ended up in Warrnambool.
Yeah, right. As a non-surfer myself, I've got to say, but what does She Shaker refer to as well?
Well, Shaka, of course, is the sign that is associated with surfing, and so we just added a she there to indicate that we were interested in women's experiences.
Right, okay, fair enough. And Hannah, you've just demonstrated what it is, which is that's what the thumb and the little finger sort of thing. Right, now I understand. Excellent.
Yeah.
So, Karen, what did you? Well, it's interesting how you went about doing this as well. Tell us a bit about this idea of photo voice and how that works.
Yeah, sure. So we got some funding to do the project from the Melbourne Social Equity Institute, which is part of the University of Melbourne. And photo voice is a method where you work with a group of participants and you talk to them about the topic you're interested in an initial workshop, discuss kind of the ethics of taking photos and who you take photos of and getting permission and that kind of thing. And then the participants go out, take some photos that represent what they want to say about that topic. And then you come together in a series of workshops to talk about why they took the photos they took, what they mean to them, and sort of work as a group to think through what are the themes that are coming out here. You do that over several sessions and eventually choose photos that you want to put in an exhibition to talk about the findings.
Yeah, right. I mean, Hannah, what sort of photos did you take?
I actually found that mine, compared to a lot of the other participants, they were, I think because of their background of surfing, they've got a lot more natural sort of images of them being out in the surf, more things with their family, which is, it represents an incredible lifestyle. And I thought that was really beautiful to see how people live their life. That was really great. Mine were probably a little bit more, I came from more of a conceptual sort of constructed side, because I don't have a GoPro or anything if I go out in the water. So I did sort of pick up on some of the themes that people were talking about and sort of tried to generate some artwork that was based around things that barriers and stuff that other people were talking about more so.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. So, I mean, Karen, the photos ended up being more about sort of empowerment, or is it more about sort of representing some of the issues that the study has maybe highlighted?
Yeah, there's a real range of themes that came out in the photos. So, yes, there were some about barriers. We actually aligned, it's currently 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, and so we're having a current exhibition in Melbourne, and have aligned it with those dates, because obviously we know that gender equality is the fundamental driver of violence against women, and so we wanted to highlight that gender inequality can happen everywhere. So there were some photos that represented that idea, but then others that just really represented the joy of surfing for people, the ways in which women blend trying to surf with looking after their kids and having a family. We had lots of discussions about the fact that you can't get maternity wetsuits anywhere.
Right.
Then we had, I guess others that represented the way surfing can connect you with your own body and how you feel about your body. And then others, again, that were around the way surfing can connect you to your community and to others in your community. So there was a real range from the barriers and the problems through to the joyous end of the spectrum, I guess.
Yeah, right, yeah. Look, unfortunately, we're sort of running out of time, I'm afraid. We might have to leave it there. But just briefly, Karen, I mean, so the exhibition continues until this Friday. Where exactly do people find it if they happen to be in Melbourne?
So it's at the University of Melbourne in the Arts West building. If they Google Shishaka Exhibition University of Melbourne, they'll find the details of how to get there.
All right.
And we're also planning to bring the exhibition down to Warrnambool. We haven't got an exact date yet, but it'll be either sort of late January or in February.
Oh, great. Well, we might catch up with you again then and maybe explore a little bit more about some of the themes and so on from the exhibition. But thank you again for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again. That's Associate Professor Karen Block from Uni of Melbourne. Hannah, Katie, thanks to you as well. And enjoy the breaks or whatever people say. It's time for the news.
Love it. Thank you.
It's 8 o'clock.